Thank you. the delicate, crazy lace of flesh, detach the heart with a single cut, unmask the tissue behind the skin, unhinge the ribs, disclose the spine, take down the long dress of muscle from the bones where it hangs erect. A pause to boil the knives. Then take a bold but cunning curve, sweeping into the skull you had trepanned, into the brain, and extract its art if you can. But you will have blood on your hands unless you transfused it into bottles first. And cure the whole art of the dead you may, but in brine. A dish to fatten you for your own turn. What better surgeon than a maggot? What greater passion than a heart in formaldehyde? Ash drops from the morgue assistant's cigarette into the dead mouth. They will have taken forensic x-rays of the smashed bones before putting him back into the fridge with a bang. There he will wait until the order for burial from the coroner arrives. Those responsible for the end of his mysterious being will escape, or best, being proved mad, get a suspended sentence under Section 6.
We'll be right back. sacrifices of sins confessed. Heart keeps beating, heart keeps beating, heart keeps beating up. Heart keeps beating, heart keeps beating, heart keeps beating up.
Basically into the years when you're just drinking and moving from between drinking schools and a bit of pickpocketing.
Yeah, I just drinking all the time then, and then I ended up in in the parks, what they call the grass arena, and then I realized that there's tough people and there's tough people, and that these guys and women didn't care about anything, nothing, and you couldn't shock them, or they didn't care what you'd done the night before. And I thought, fuck it, I've got home. No, I was all right there, I thought. I mean,
is this like they're living in an eternal present tense? There is no kind of past. There's no memory of what... Each day starts afresh.
Yes,
a new bottle.
That's right.
Which is what appealed to you about it.
Yes, it, they just... If you get the bottle... If you get drink, and... it doesn't really matter if you can fight. The women there are not worried about that. If you can get drink, and you could talk a bit, like, talk your way out of a fight, it's... They don't mind, but if you can fight, it's better as well for yourself.
Yeah.
And just to get and drink, you're king. You cannot get no higher than getting drink and robbing, stealing, or this, that, and the other. And that's all you needed to do. It's kind of everything fitted in. But you get weaker and weaker and weaker. Then they're like sharks. They never forget grudges. They forget everything else, people. And it starts turning in on itself, and you start getting weaker, and young blokes are coming up, or younger women, and you're getting beaten up or losing fights, and then you lose an eye, or I got my hands very badly damaged, all my knuckles busted, and you can't defend yourself.
Thank you.
pandemonium. Factions splitting like rogue cells. Suspect tissue contaminated by noise. Kill! Kill! They whip out fetish objects of their own desire. Ivory-handled razors, flick knives, Milanese coshes, tampon-shaped canisters of mace designed to look like vaginal deodorants. That's for the sophisticates on the Epping Forest fringe. The faces from south of the river in shiny demob suits, ties jerked loose, scenic railway scars, still favor traditional scrapyard weaponry, tire levers, screwdrivers filed to a point, claw hammers. Nudging and sniffing, they work foul air for over-assertive androgens. A few flash gits, old Kent Road chapter, are tooled up, spoiling the hang of good cloth with a shooter's bulge, something extra down the Y-fronts. All it needed was a word, an unlucky inference, a clash of heads, disrespect. The referee had wisely stayed out of it, pulled a gabardine over his dickie. The timekeeper's bell is part of the general din. Passionate intensity among the convicted. The minder cannot hear the minded. Spiritus mundi, images of the dance. Dream flickers on the wall. The woman in white, her black double. How to tell them apart. Overhead, brute lights splintering their shadows on the blades of a fan. They scuffle and break. They are more evenly matched than it first appeared. The one in white was perhaps the one with the dark wig. But which was that? She's slimmer, but taller. 5'10" against 5'9". It could be the other way about. Nothing in it. Similar reaches. Not a lot, contrary to rumor in the weight. Black slimmed down. White has bulked up through diet and hard training. They didn't fight like men, these novices. Their blows refused to challenge gravity, erupt in hate from the Earth's iron core. They stung in flurries, rapid but random combinations. Men come together to save face by remodeling whatever is put in front of them, carving prominent brows with a trailing lace, puffing eyes, splitting lips. Enemies of classicism, they collaborate to provoke a coma state, propel the nasal bone, bridge and root into the brain jelly. Between collisions, they pose and posture, drip sweat, stand off, trumpet, beat their chests. The ring is territory to be dominated, the rival an imposter, a cuckoo in the nest. Kill or be cuckolded, easy as that.
Thank you. DJ Timmy Richardson on Utopia's Paradise, CKUT 90.3 FM.